Eicha Perik Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. So in the previous Pasuk, the enemies of Klal Yisrael were taking full credit for Koichi Va'etzim Yadi, for having the wonderful day of celebration with the total and complete destruction of the Jewish people. Yom Zeha Yom Shekivinuhu Matzon Ra'inu, the day we have longed for. Boy, that sounds very current events. Aso Hashem Asher Zomam, but the Megillah reminds us that even though the enemy is taking credit, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has done what he planned, who planned the entire disaster and carried it out and was responsible for the Churban. So we go back to the beginning of the Perek, to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu choreographed everything that happened, unlike human plans that often don't come to pass. Bitza Emra So Asher Tzivah Mimei Kedem, he carried out his word which he decreed long ago, Mimei Kedem, in the Tochacha, in Vayikra, or his warnings to Shlomo HaMelech, or the words of the early Nevi'im, where he said, Nosati Yasarichem Charba, Vakshimosi Yas Mikdashaychem. Kadosh Baruch Hu said in the Tochacha in Bechukosai, I will lay your cities waste, make your holy places desolate. V'lo Ariach Barechit Nichochachem, I won't partake of your pleasant fragrances. Vashimosi Ani Yasa'oretz, this is all part of the Tochacha, Psukim Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, I'll make the land desolate. V'shamu Wa'leha Ivechem Ayoshvim Ba, that your enemies are going to live in it. And V'eschem Ezoreva Goyim, and I'm going to scatter you among the nations, and your land will be desolate. Barichem Yuchar Ba. So the enemy may rejoice, but they had very little to do with what transpired, except as a means to an end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. But Haras V'lo Chalmal, he planned and then destroyed, but without pity. So this comes back to the main theme of the Perek. Hashem is ki'oyev, like our enemy. As opposed to, Vayisamach olayich oyev, says the end of the Pasuk, Haras v'lo chamal, Vayisamach olayich oyev, herim keren soroich. He caused the enemy to rejoice over you, back in Pasuk Tezayin, and exalted the might of your adversaries, of your torturers, of your oppressors. So while the Keren of Yisrael is chopped down in Pasuk Gimel, the Keren of the enemy, Tzorayich, is now heard instead of us. His right hand is being used on their behalf instead of ours. He's on their side. Yudches Tzoak Libam El Hashem. So now the narrator is talking to Yerushalayim to try to get us to cry out more, but to Daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their heart cried out to Hashem, not to the Goyim who are not going to help us. Why do we continue to make that mistake, even in the heart of our suffering? Even right after October 7th, all of the, such a large proportion of the Jewish institutional people, granted, reform, progressive, whatever, J Street, God help us, are crying out to the rest of the world. Not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chomas Bas Tzion, Horivi Chanach Al Dimo Yomom Valayla. A wall of the daughter of Tzion, protector of Tzion, Shechina, or the walls themselves cry out. Let tears stream down like a torrent, day and night. In the light and the darkness, we should be davening and crying and weeping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tidni fugas loch. Don't give yourself a rest period. Don't give a respite. Don't stop. Al tidon baseinech. Let the pupil of your eye, very interesting phrase, not rest, but keep on flickering everywhere, as the eye does. Now is not the time to rest or sleep, no matter how tired you are, lying on the ground with no strength in Avelus. Cry out. One Medrash says this is the kinnis of Tisha B'Av every year, where we try to get ourselves to weep. There's all kinds of shirim I've heard over the years. How do we cry for something we never saw? Since October 7, 2023, it's a little less hard to cry. Although currently in Eretz Yisrael, we're beating each other up again over who's going to have to serve in the army and who's going to do what. Because every time the passion of the moment fades and we start fighting ourselves instead. We should be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that we should be doing that instead of ... And not that we should be sitting around waiting for somebody else to defend us, but we all have to unify as a Jewish people. Yotess beautiful phrase, Kumi Roni Valaila. And a Revi on the Laila, Kumi Roni Valaila. If you do it slowly, if you do it dramatically, and this is not to put false dramatics, it's to feel the words while you're laning them. You feel that Revi going all the way down, Valaila. And the Revi of Eicha has an up and down at the end, maybe reflecting that concept through our tradition of laning, that even when you go all the way down, there's a little up still remaining. You don't have to stay down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us anyway and continues with us anyway. So arise, cry out in the night. L'rosh Ashmuros, at the beginning of the watches, the watchmen who stand on these walls that are weeping. The walls themselves that should be weeping. Shivchi chamayim libeich nochach b'nei Hashem. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes, if you're listening to Eicha, you're in the zone by Perek Beis. You just kind of go catatonic and you just let it wash over you. Pay attention. Pasuk Yud Tes in Perek Beis is getting close to the centerpiece of the Megillah. Wake up. Listen to those words that we've sung in so many songs over the millennia. Pour out your heart like water before the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Si'i elav kapayich, lift up your hands to Hashem. Al nevesh olalayich. Daven for the lives of your infants, of your children. Po'atufim b'ra'ah b'rosh kol chutzos. Who faint because of hunger at the head of every street. So the Navi is begging, the narrator is begging Yerushalayim. Cry for the white right ways. Use that body that you described as breaking down, back in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now protect your destiny, protect your children. Raise up your hands to Hashem, use your eyes. The pay and the ayin being reversed, yeah? Use your eyes and connect, don't be passive. Kumi, get up! As a physical therapist of my acquaintance, my daughter Zahava, who has an advanced degree in physical therapy, says you can't sit there and wait, you have to get up and do. And truer words were never spoken, and the Navi is speaking them here in Eicha. Shivchi, pour out. In Pasuk Dalet, Shafach Koish Chamoso, Hashem poured out his anger. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Nishbach Loretz Kivedi, my internal organs are pouring out on the ground. Bishtapech Nafsham, the souls and lives of our children are being poured out. With all this pouring, we have to stop the silent treatment on our behalf. Spill out our hearts like water to put out the fiery rage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the sake of the children, al nefesh ololayich, even if not for your own. The horror of starving children is an image that's supposed to get us to act. But instead, we're going to react, not the way the Navi is begging us to, but in outrage and anger, as we're going to see.